He was just showing examples. These are two examples in the Torah that you don't really own something, according to Lomdas, but the Torah gave a special pasuk to say the osanakoski lemishusai. The Torah puts it back into your rishus. The Torah puts the hole that now you own the hole, even though it's in the middle of the street. And the Torah says, even though you can't have any pleasure from the chametz, the Torah says you do own the chametz. In order that the person should have to pay, that he should get malchus. In other words, kidei lava. And there's a whole big lumdus in the achrayim. Is it taka only for the punishment, or maybe taka in lumdus? The Torah says he taka owns it mamish. There's a shaila how to learn the chiddush of the Torah. Is it just for punishments, or is it taka in order to get the punishment you have to own it? So once you own it already, you own it for everything. That's this interesting shaila lamaskana. But that's the just to start off the shir with a, this is a merid kazach that in chometz itself is a contradiction, and still the Torah says there's an iser of hanoah. You're not allowed to eat and or have hanoah from chometz. But it's still possible to own it, to be and to buy your own. Okay. Now. What? I mean, in order to name it, yeah, else what kind of shachas does he have with it? So that's the chiddush haTorah. But so you're asking, what do you need a chiddush for? For the making. But kila b'rishusa vaytes by bor, the Torah says, the balabor yishalim. The Torah says balabor, the lashon and mishpatim. So the Torah has to say that he's a balabor. If you look in the Rambam says a fascinating thing. That the Rambam says, how is a person able to be over on bal yiroa bal yimotze and get malchus on it? The Rambam holds that it's not. You don't say lava mitikla essay like you said. I mentioned yesterday. The Rambam holds that if you can get malchus on bal yiroa bal yimotze, so the Rambam says if a man bought chametz on Pesach, if you don't buy it, if you just have it from before, could be you don't get malchus. Why not? Because it's a lav shame by ma'isa. To get the punishment of malchus, you have to do an action. So just keeping chametz, it could be you wouldn't get malchus. But the Rambam says if a man bakes chametz or he buys chametz, so he did it with an action. So not only is he over the lav of bal yiroa, but he gets malchus also. Because a lav, which you do through an action, you get malchus also. So the Or Sameach has a meridik akasha on the Rambam. If a man bakes chametz on Pesach, he took his own flour. Pardon? Sure, not only lav, he gets malchus. The Rambam holds it, there's a separate problem. The Rambam holds it, you don't say tashbisu, is menatek corrects the lav. It's a whole side problem. But I'm not going into that. We're talking about the mitzvahs loisaseh. So the Rambam says if a man buys chametz or bakes chametz, he gets bal yiroa because now he owns chametz and he did it through a maisa. So the Or Sameach asks the kasha, if you bake chametz with his own dough and his own water, he makes chametz, so the chametz stays his. Right? Because the Torah, even though really the chametz should go out of his rishus, because now it's osur ba'amno, you can't pleasure. But we just finished saying that the Torah puts it in anyway. But the Rambam says even if he buys chametz, buying chametz is already a step further. Till now we were talking about where a man owned, he had the chametz till Pesach. So before Pesach, he zicher owned it. The question we asked was, l'chor, as soon as Pesach comes, and it's osur ba'amno, so it should be removed from his property. On that the Torah, and now we said, Dav Gemara and Dav Vav says, the Torah says, the Chometz doesn't leave his property, just because it became Osir Banor, doesn't leave his property. That's what we said till we get to the Rambam. But the Rambam says, not another Chiddush, not only is the Torah saying, Chometz doesn't leave your property, but if you go on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, and you go into a Goyish bakery, and you buy new Chometz, you're even bal yiroa. Here the Or Sameach says you have even a bigger problem. Because to buy chametz, where do you see from the Torah that the Torah went so far that you could purchase new chametz? Maybe the chiddush is on old chametz that you owned before. The Torah says we keep it in your property. But here, when a man wants to make a kinyan, how could this is already schiyah b'yisur, no? Zechir means you want to go out and you want to acquire something that you didn't own before. And so how can you be chayav on malkus? There's no maisa. The tzvi, I knew what you asked, but the problem is there's no kinyan. The kinyan can't work. He tried to buy, but he gave money to the baker. But how does he own the bagel, the donuts? This donuts is asher bano, right? Wait, hold on. But that was he owned it first. Oh, that doesn't take care of his obvious question. But Peter's saying, mazik you don't own first, but there you made a takola, you made a damage. But oh, no. But here's so the Arismach's kasha is, when he gives money to the Gaisha baker, he didn't do anything, say Yovid Loi Mahani, say that Stam, he gave him money, but the sale doesn't work. If the sale doesn't work, he didn't do anything wrong. Why can't the sale work? Because he can't become an owner on something that he can't have any pleasure from. But the Aveiru, talking about the Aveiru, he's not trying to eat it. The question is, we want to give him Malkus for owning. But how does he own it? He doesn't own it because the halacha is you're not allowed to have any pleasure from chometz. So Mamela, it's not like it's his because you can't become an owner. If what? What? Slow. Yes, wait a minute. Well, I don't understand what you're saying. Give me a case. That's the kasha. Chazer you can have pleasure from. What? Chazer you can have pleasure from. So the kinyan is chal. Here the kasha is you can't have pleasure from it. The whole kasha didn't start off. That's that. So I'll tell you something. Hey, Ted Slotman, back up and you'll see the steps don't, it doesn't get off the ground. No?
It's yours first.
No, really, it should not be slow. There, it should not be yours. But there, the Torah says it doesn't leave. But it didn't become. No, that the Chiddush HaTorah is it stays yours. I hear what you're saying, but you don't work it that way.
It's not yours.
So, right. No. It should become not yours, but really the Torah says it stays yours.
No.
That's what I just told you, not that way. The Chiddush HaTorah is it doesn't leave. If you'd say like you're saying, it would be good, but you have no hechrich to say that. How could the Rambam build it from Agamora? Poship Shad of the Torah said it never left Yerushas. So how did it become? This is Agav. I wasn't really prepared to say this in Shir, but as I said over, I thought you'd enjoy. There's a big Lomnashar Sameach. See if you can understand it yourself. I just want to give you a maramokim that you see that this problem of owning Chomet, the Isser Val Yeruah, which needs ownership, you got the basic problem, how do you ever over on chametz? And certainly to go buy new chametz is even worse a problem. On that, the Rambam will hold that. Also goes into the Chiddush. But Lamaisa, I'm just showing you that there's what to work on. Right in the beginning of Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah. Right? Perek Aleph, you take a look. So big Lomdus Torah Sameach says there, I'm afraid I don't remember it that clearly, so I don't, but it says a beautiful Lomdus. Now let's go to the Mitzvah Saseh. The mitzvah saseh is tashbisu. And we said over yesterday three different ways. I said the minchas chinuch. There's Reb Chaim Brisker, the famous Reb Chaim, also works on it. It could be some things I said yesterday. The minchas chinuch were really in Reb Chaim. I did not get a chance to look at it clearly. But basically, I know for sure that these are the three possibilities. Either tashbisu is you must have a kezayis, at least a kezayis of chometz, no matter what, to make a tashbisu, or only if you have chametz make tashbisu. And the third pshat is it's not really a mitzvah saseh, it's called a lav habo mechlal aseh. In other words, if you leave it around, it's called an iser aseh. If you keep chametz around, not only did you over, were you over by your own, by your motze, you were mevatel, you were also, it's part of the lav. It's another third way of being over, keeping chametz around. But according to this pshat, it's not a positive mitzvah to do an action of burning. The main thing is make sure the chametz is not in your property. Okay. Now, when you come to our Mishnah, the Kitzur, we said, Rebbe HaKadosh adds a fourth thing. After we have the two lav in the mitzvah saseh, Rebbe says, make a bedika, check for chometz. Check, go through the rooms at night to make sure to find chometz. So the kasha is, where did this come from? In the Min HaTorah, you don't see anything about checking. It just says, don't have chametz and don't eat chametz and destroy chametz. Where is the checking? Where is it? So on that, we kakev, it comes out, l'chor is three pshatim. There are three different mahalchim to explain this, that chazal, this, what we call this inyan of bedika, that you mechuyiv, even though we asked yesterday, it doesn't say mamish chiyiv, but it says boikin, but it is a chiyiv, because the Gemara later on says it's a mitzvah, and the Gemara says you make a bracha. So it's pashtis, a mitzvah derabbanon, to check for chametz. Where does that connect with the psukim that we spoke about the two lavn esed? So there's Rashi, and there's Tosfos, and the Ran. Rashi says that the inyan of bedika, even though the Ran goes in Rashi, but it's, you can learn the Ran by himself also. Not everybody agrees that really Rashi holds that way. But I'm looking, I'm saying it over as three separate pshatim. Obviously, if you look in the Ran, it goes with Rashi. But in order to get a derech and learning, let's go separately. Rashi learns the bedika is, since the Torah says don't have chametz, so you got to check, because you might have chametz. And if you have chametz, you're going to run into a problem of bal yiroi. So Rashi connects bedika to the first law, to the law of bal yiroi, which is really the second law we talked about. Tosfos comes along, and Tosfos is the first place that brings in this world famous inyan. Tosfos has a tremendous question on Rashi. How could Rashi learn the problem that the old inyan of checking for chametz is to prevent bal yiroi? You have Tosfos asked it in really two steps. First of all, Tosfos says there's a different way, there's an easier way to take care of bal yiroi. The easier way is called bittul, and I'm not going to work that much on what bittul is, because Rabbi Nachum, it has a whole shiur that's an inyan, a very broad inyan. There also may be three pshatim, what exactly bittul is. But bittul, we all know it. We know what we say. We all say it. And we all do it. And we all know it helps. But exactly where it comes from, and exactly what it does, is a big machlokes rishonim. But there is a power of bittul. Everybody holds to that. That bittul helps by chometz. But Tosfos has to double kasha. First of all, why did Chachamim make a big tircha of bedika to protect bal yiroi? It's possible an easier way. Make bittul, which simply means a man should say that he wants to get rid of his chametz. So what does he have to go look for? And the second Tosfos is going to ask it stronger. The Gemara in Daf Vav says, Haboy dik tzerach shiyavato, which is Chazal say another takana. After you make bedika, make bittul. Not only you could make bittul, but you're mechuyev to make bittul. So let the chiyev of bittul cancel out the necessity of bedika. The whole purpose of bedika is not to own chametz. And you're going to have to make bittul anyway. So if you're going to make bittul anyway, you're really not accomplishing anything with the bedika, because you're going to make bittul anyway. So I'm saying it in Tosfos Kasha is really a double step. That's Tosfos Kasha. So first, let's answer Tosfos. So because of that, Tosfos moves on. And Tosfos says, the whole inyan of bedika, checking for chametz, is not to protect bal yiroi, bal yimotzei. It's simply because in not to find chametz, you might come to eat chametz on Pesach. Tosfos connects the bedika to the issur of eating. At the very end of Tosfos, Tosfos says, so anytime you're not allowed to eat anything, let's go checking all over for chayis, for basar b'cholov, let's go checking for nevela. Anytime you should never be allowed to keep any nevela around your house, maybe you'll come to eat. So Tosfos says, either because it's chametz you're used to during the year, so there's more of a problem, or chametz, you see the Torah was machmer with bal yiroi, bal yimotzei, you see the Torah is more careful. So therefore, you have to check, but it's only for eating. That's the way Tosfos learns. But to answer Rashi, we're going to work our way backwards. And first we'll answer the second step of Rashi and the first one. What was the kashas on Rashi were, first of all, you have an eitz of bittul to take care of bal yiroi, and also you mechuyev to take care of it. You have to do bittul anyway. So we're going to answer the second kasha first, and you'll understand why. The Merumah Yisodah says a beautiful vort, He says Rashi held the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, a historical fact. At what time in history, Klal Yisrael went through many generations, when did the Chachamim make a takana of bittul? When did they say that every Jew must be mevatel chametz? So the Maariv Sadeh says Rashi held that at the times of the Mishnah there was no such takana yet. That takana, as far as Klal Yisrael doing it, as everybody does it, like they like Hanukkah lift, the takana's chazal didn't come yet. That only came to Bnei Amaroyim. That came later on. So therefore, that's how the Rami Soda says. That's why Rashi couldn't use the takana of Bittul to protect from Bal Yeroa Bal Yamotze. There was no such a takana. The only kasha is the first kasha we had. But good, there was no such a takana. But you hear that answer? The first kasha, the second kasha was lechored as a takana anyway. Rashi held, Bimei Mishnah, there was no such a takana. The bittul, that everybody has to make bittul. But the only kasha is lechored. You could still ask the kasha and Rashi, sure you don't have to. But why should the chachamim make bedika, make that everybody should have to go through every house? Let a Jew take a choice. Either if he wants to check, let him check. If he wants to make bittul, let him rely on bittul. You still have the kashi, even though the takana was not established yet. But why make him go through bedika? He has the opportunity. If he wants to, let him make bittul. Pardon? No, we're asking on Rashi, even Bimei HaMishnah. There was no takana yet. So that answers the kasha from the Gemara in Davov. But you had the first level of the kasha. Still, why should Rashi say that Chazamim made a bedika to protect from Bal Yeroa? Let a person have a choice. Why make everybody make bedika? Let a person have a choice to make bittul. After the takana, it's even harder on Rashi. He's going to have to make bittul anyway. But even without before the takana, where he wasn't mechuyev to make bittul, but at least if he has a choice to make bittul, why make everybody make bedika? On that, the achrenim say two different. There's the Rashash, there's the Pnei Yeshua, there's Maram Chalva, very in the Rishon on Psoch, Maram Chalva. So they say, I forget exactly which one says which, but the main idea is that one pshat is that maybe bittul, the power of bittul, however it works, is in the heart. However you learn bittul, and they said before, there's many ways exactly how bittul. But lamaisa, it's not the saying of it. Mevatel beliba, the Gemara says many times. It's a feeling that you really don't want the chametz. But sometimes a person has, let's say, a box of donuts that he really deep down he does want. So it's very hard for him to really feel that he doesn't want something. It's harder to control your heart than to control your hand. Your hand, you find the chametz, you put a match to it, so you've solved your problem. Heart, the chayvus halvov is all safer. The heart is harder to control. That's why the chachamim didn't want to rely on bittul. Pardon? Bittul is not kavana. Bittul is rutzen. You got to want it out. Kavana is a thought, is to concentrate. For bittul, you need pashtus rutzen. Then we talked about, we had less about Ratzon and Kavana. By Shechita, we said that, interesting, I think we said from one of the Achrenim. By Shechita, there's Kavana and there's Ratzon. By Bittul, it's Ratzon. You have to really want the Chametz to be heftier or to be like dirt, only to lay, and not everybody really has full control over their emotions. That's why you have to make the Bedika, Wamsha. To take away Bal Yeroa. Minatar Bittul will help, sure. For whatever reason, it helps. The other pshat, what? I said, the Pnei Yeshua and the Rashash, and the Maram Chalva, you're looking back exactly. The other way they say is that even if at the time when he made the bittul, when he said the bittul, he didn't see the chametz, because obviously he didn't check through the house yet, he doesn't know exactly what he has. Then it's easy to be mevatel. But later on, when he's going to find it in Pesach, and he's really going to have a desire for it, he'll have charata from the bittul. There's a different lumbus. The first lumbus was the bittul will be a weak one to start off. The second lumbus is a little different. When he didn't see it yet, Itaka really had full power of emotion that he doesn't want any chametz to belong to him. But when Lamaisa, when he gets and he happens to come across it in the box, he'll have charata. He'll be oiker. He'll rip out the original bittle, which goes into lumdus, if you could do such a thing, depending exactly what bittle is. But lamaisa, according to this chat, it's shaykh to have charata on bittle. Certain things you can't have charata. If you make something hefker, and then you see it, you say, that's too bad. Just to take back your hefker, it's too late already. But on bittul, which is a very inch, very delicate kind of a power, if a man will see the chum, and he'll change his mind, whatever bittul accomplished, he will take away the bittul, and then he'll be over and bali roh bali motzi.
That's strong enough to take care of chum.
Because of charot, the chacham didn't want to rely on bittul, and therefore they said that he should make bedika, take the chametz out, and burn it, and get rid of it. That's why Habaydik Tzorach Shiyavatl. Very good. You need both. Habaydik Tzorach Shiyavatl. That vav is exactly for your point. Avada Bedik itself was not enough. But the question was, let Bittul be enough. So Lamaskana, that's why today we do both, to make sure to protect ourselves from everything. Tysus learns again that the Inyan of Bedik is not to come to eat. Because Taisus, either whatever reason, maybe Taisus held that once you made bittul, you can't be accurate. Taisus maybe held that fakert ha'chayse, you don't need such a achot gemura, you're not turning into dirt, you're only making hefker, chayse, you can go with lumdus. Why Taisus wasn't afraid of these chashas. Bekitzer, Taisus had, and Taisus held there was a takana bimei, I got a mishnah ready. Once there's a takana ready, so everybody's going to do it, b'leiv sholem, it could be also. So b'meila, Taisus learns that the whole inyan of bedikas shouldn't come to eat it. Now, interesting, the Ran, you look in the Ran himself, so we have so far two reasons for the two lavim. In the Ran works in the mitzvah saseh, that there's a new reason why you have to make bedikah. And that is, because since the Torah says, Tashbishu sar mibateichem, there's a mitzvah to get rid of all the chometz. So the Ran says, you have two ways of getting rid of the chometz. If you make bittul taka, you solve the problem completely. Right away, you took care of everything. You did the mitzvah, and the Ran learns like the Ran learns, you makayim tashbisu with bittul. You'll remember that when Rav Menachem will speak about it. What we see from the Ran is clearly that even tashbisu doesn't mean you physically have to destroy it. According to the Ran, in your mind, if you destroy it, if you push it out of your mind, you makayim the mitzvah say tashbisu. But if a person doesn't make bittul, so then he has a mitzvah tashbisu. So the Ran says that if a man has a house where there's a suffix, there's chometz in that house or not, so he can't just wait until he finds chometz and then be mekayim tashbisu. He's mechuyev to go after it in order to be mekayim tashbisu. The tashbisu, the mitzvahs I say, drive him to make the bedika if he didn't make bittul. So again, the drive, the chiyuv to make, according to the Ran, is because the mitzvah asay is pushing him to do it. Pashtis, Taisvis, and Rashi, you could say as far, those who don't learn like the Ran hold, that tashbisu is only if you have chometz, when you see the chometz, be mashbizit. But they don't hold like the Ran, that misafik, if you're not sure, if you have chometz, make bedika to be mechayim tashbisu. You don't have to look for mitzvahs. According to those Rishonim, you're not mechuyev to look to be mekayim mitzvah. The Ran holds, if you have a suffix, mokum shemachlizim bechometz, the tashbisu itself says, better check, because maybe there might be chometz there. And on that chometz, you have a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu. So the tashbisu is mechayev the bedika. No, if you want to, but you have a choice. The Ran learns you got a choice. Either be mekayim tashbisu through bittul, or be mekayim tashbisu through bedika and beer. But that's the chiddush in the Ran. Poshit, because suffik deraisa l'chumra. If you have a suffik, maybe there's chometz there. So you have a suffik deraisa to go ahead and make tashbisa. The Rambam shita holds suffik deraisa l'kula. The Rambam holds whenever you have a suffik, you're not mechuyev, you've got to go out of your way. Pashis, the Rambam, you wouldn't be mechuyev to make bedika for tashbisa, because maybe I have chometz, maybe I don't have chometz. But if you learn the Ran holds suffik deraisa l'chumra, it's very gishmak. While the Ran holds, you mechuyev to make tashbisu, you make bedika misafik. Okay. So we'll get, therefore, according to the Ran, it works out very good. Now, what would be, according to to, if a man did not make bedika, we'll finish up, it's too bad, I wanted to get into tomorrow's, to the sugya today, but this is very basic, so let's say it right now in the beginning, and then Mitzvah tomorrow will continue. A man had a house, and the Mishnah told him, you have a house, and you have a suffix, it's a mokam shemachnisim b'chametz, which means sometimes you bring chametz in there. So let's consider it, it's a 50-50. He has chametz, so maybe he doesn't have chametz. The Chachamim told him like this, make bedika, go inside the house, take out all the chametz. And then they told him make bittel, to make sure you should take care, make bittel also. And the man was a pesheya, he was lazy. He didn't make bedika, and he didn't make bittel. And we said three pshatim just now, Rashi, Tosis, and the Ran, why was he mechuyev to make bedika? The reason for bittul, the Gemara explains, is also a prevention. Make bittul so that take care of everything. But I'm asking you a shayla. We'll finish off this year with a shayla. A man didn't do anything. He sat quiet and he left his room. He had a den. Sometimes he eats a snack there. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes they clean it. Sometimes they don't. And it came Pesach. And in Chalamoid Pesach, he walks into the room. And he finds there a kezias, he finds there cookies. What was he over? Now obviously, he was mevatel, he didn't listen to Chachamim. The Chachamim told him to make bedika, he didn't do it. The Chachamim told him to make bittul, and he didn't do it. So obviously, two isurim derabonon, two mitzvahs derabonon, he's going to get a punishment for. Because he didn't do the takonon. But we're asking, after we set up all the Isur min haTorah, is he over any Isur min haTorah? Let's make it simpler. As soon as he sees it on Chalamoid, he burns it, he teshmetters it, he rips, he does it. Was he over anything for having the chametz for those 3 days? Remember, what? B'chor b'ayur b'ayimotze. And Rashi and Davov, Pashtus and Darashi says that he will not be over by Yerua by Yemotze. Can anybody think of a Svara not like Moish? Remember, he didn't know he had chametz there. He was just lazy and he didn't check for it. Is that called Lo Yemoyer, Lo Yerua, Lo Yemotze, L'chor? I mean, we knew L'mafrei that he owned it. But at the time before he made the Bedika, he didn't know about it. He didn't do Bittul or Bedika. He didn't listen to the Mishnah, he didn't listen to Tosfos, he did nothing. And he just sat and he went, and then on Pesach, or let's say after Pesach, he finds a box of cookies. Was he over min haTorah because he did not do bedikah and bittul? What averis did he get? It was l'chol. Yeah, it was l'chol.
Still here, isn't it? Still responsible for it.
So Daran holds, like Moshe said, that he's over in Bal Yeroya because he didn't do anything and he owned chametz, so he's over in Bal Yeroya. So even though as soon as he sees it during Pesach, he goes and burns it, but for the time that till then he was over in Bal Yeroya. Rashi and Davov seems to Pash to say, Kishura Eyu Olam, Kishura Eyu, when he finds it during Pesach and held Masha, and he decides that he wants to keep it for that split second. If he changes, he doesn't really do it right away and burn it, he'll be over for that second when he finds it. But for the time that the Chometz was sitting in his property and he did not do Bedika and he didn't do Bittul, Rashi Pashtus holds, you're not over by your Rabbi Yemotze. Wait till you see. So L'chor, we have to understand the machlokes between Rashi and the Ran. So we'd like to explain the machlokes between Rashi and the Ran is, I said, the Torah Kedosha said, didn't just say don't own chametz. The Torah said lo yimotze l'chor. The word motzu you'll have later on in the Gemaras, lo yimotze l'chor means don't only own it, it shouldn't be found by you. Sort of speaking, it shouldn't be under your control, under your usage, under your possibility to do whatever you want with it. So the Rashi holds like this. If you don't know that the chametz exists there, true, technically you own it. But let's say if there's something in the house, you don't know where it is. Can you use it? You can't use it, because you don't know where it is. Until you finally found it, it's yours, but it's not matzui. It's not like, I'm not just that saying drush. You'll find other cases in the Gemara where it's like shaloya b'shusay. To be over and by your own, by your matzah, you have to own it, and it has to be under your control. If you don't know where it is, it's yours, but you don't know. You don't. I'll ask you in the dorm. You have someplace a pen. It's somewhere. But if you need it for shear, as far as you can, you own the door the pen, but you can't. You can't do anything with it. It's not matzui. It's not found by you. So Rashi held that you won't be over by your by matzui, even though he didn't do a bedika, even though he didn't do bittul, because you have a suffix of chometz. So by your roi, you're not over. Tashbisu. Let's think about tashbisu. You could also say, like I said before, Tashbisu is only when you actually find the chametz. Have chametz, be mashbit. Suffolk chametz, there's no Tashbisu, didn't start yet. So it could be, according to Rashi, he's not over anything until he actually finds it. The Ran, Lishitosa. The Ran who holds that there's a mitzvah to say of Tashbisu on Suffolk chametz. The Ran who holds that the mitzvah saseh drives the person to look through the whole house to find chametz. So if the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu, so tek apid din, if he's an erlich yid, he should be searching through the whole house. If he's going to search through the whole house, he'll find it. Once he'll find it, it'll be matzui. So the tashbisu, that's the lumbus we're trying to say, is the reason why the Ran holds that a person is over for keeping chametz on his house. He doesn't check his house for chametz, and he finds chametz 2 days later, chalamoid, he's over bal yeroi during that time, because the mitzvah tashbisu said you should have gone to check. And if you would have checked, you would have found your chametz, if you would have checked it normally. So it's as if the chametz is under your control, because since you have not only the possibility to find it, but you also have the mitzvah to find it, anything that you're eventually going to find is like it's already under your motzi. So therefore the Ran held that you are over and by your motzi. One second. Therefore, the Ran held you are over by your own by your motzi, because that's chametz that you don't know about. Since you have a mitzvah to look through the house, it's gonna come up. It's bound to come up because you're supposed to do the mitzvah. The lumdus is the mitzvah of tashbisu to look for chametz makes it that the chametz that if you keep chametz that you could find, it's enough to be over by your own by your motzi. Rashi held that to be over by your own by your motzi is only on chametz yodua. Chametz that you know about, chametz that you can put your finger on and you own it, the Torah says there's an avera to keep it. But chametz which you haven't found yet, even though you have a way to get to it, you have a way to look for it. But Yilmaisa, if a man's lazy and he doesn't look for the chametz, and he, according to Rashi, could be he doesn't have a mitzvah to look for the chametz, so that chametz is not under his property, so there won't be any bal yeroi. So when Rashi says, k'dei shlo laver bal yeroi, let's get back to the first Rashi. You have to make bedikin chometz. So Rashi says, why make bedikin? Kadesh loy lavra bal yeroi. So don't not pshat in Rashi kadesh lavra, because if you don't make bedikin, you'll be over right away. You'll only be over kadesh loy lavra when you find it. If a person won't make bedikin, he'll be over in bal yeroi later. Like the Ran, kadesh loy lavra bal yeroi, a man has to make bedikin in order not to be over in bal yeroi immediately. As soon as Pesach comes in, even if he doesn't find it yet, he'll be Ervin Bal Yeruah. Like Rashi, it's only preventative that later if he'll find it, and if he'll like it, then he'll be Ervin Bal Yeruah. Okay, good. So, what do you want to say?